Missouri Real Estate Headlines, new Missouri property record search tool streamlines due diligence. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Missouri-specific portal for searching property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in MO can now conduct faster, more comprehensive due diligence without juggling multiple county databases. Add https://missouri.propertychecker.com/ to your closing checklist for streamlined property research. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Missouri Commission Rates Guide, Structures, Comparisons, and Savings. Calibri Real Estate published a detailed guide exploring Missouri's real estate commission rates, including commission structures, national comparisons, and strategies for saving. Understanding local commission structures helps Missouri agents stay competitive and transparent with clients in an evolving market. Review the full guide to benchmark your commission approach. https://career-hub/blog-real-estate-agent-commission-in-Missouri/. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Missouri commission rates edge above national average, survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Missouri is 5.94%, surpassing the national average of 5.70%. For Missouri agents and brokers, this data point offers a benchmark for structuring competitive yet profitable listing agreements in the local market. Review the full Missouri commission breakdown at htslistwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Missouri. Background and context. Three deadlines that killed 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of MO cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.